Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Brahma Stealing the Boys and Calves, text number 44. Evam Samohayan Vishnum. Vimoham Vishva Mohanam. Swayaiva Maya Yagi. Maya Yajopi Swayam Eva Vimohitaha. Evam, in this way, Samohayan, wanting to demystify Vishnu, the all pervading Lord Krishna. Vimoham, who can never be mystified. Vishvamohanam, but who mystifies the entire universe. Swaya, by his Brahma's own. Eva, indeed. Maya, by mystic power. Aja, Lord Brahma. Api, even, Swayam, himself, Eva, certainly, Vimohita, was put into bewilderment, became mystified. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thus, because Lord Brahma wanted to mystify the all-pervading Lord Krishna, who can never be mystified, but who on the contrary mystifies the entire universe. He himself was put into bewilderment by his own mystic power. Purport. Brahma wanted to bewilder Krishna, who bewilders the entire universe. The whole universe is under Krishna's mystic power. Mama Maya Dharatyaya. But Brahma wanted to mystify him. The result was that Brahma himself was mystified, just as one who wants to kill another may himself be killed. In other words, Brahma was defeated by his own attempt. In a similar position are the scientists and philosophers who want to overcome the mystic power of Krishna. They challenge Krishna, saying, "What is God? We can do this and we can do that." But the more they challenge Krishna in this way, the more they are implicated in suffering. The lesson here is that we should not try to overcome Krishna. Rather, instead of endeavoring to surpass him, we should surrender to him. Sarva dharman prajaya mam ekam sharanam praja. Instead of defeating Krishna, Brahma himself was defeated. He could not understand what Krishna was doing. Since Brahma, the chief person within this universe, was so bewildered, what is to be said of so-called scientists and philosophers? Sarva dharma prachaja mam ekam sharanam braja. We should give up all our tiny efforts to defy the arrangement of Krishna. Instead, whatever arrangements he proposes, we should accept. This is always better, for this will make us happy. The more we try to defeat the arrangement of Krishna, the more we become implicated in Krishna's maya. Daivi yesha gunamayi mama maya dharatya. For one who has reached the point of surrendering to the instructions of Krishna, mam eva ye prapadyante, is liberated, free from Krishna maya, mayam eva tarantite. The power of Krishna is just like a government that cannot be overcome. First of all, there are laws. Then there is a police power. And beyond that is military power. Therefore, what is the use of trying to overcome the power of the government? Similarly, what is the use of trying to challenge Krishna? From the next verse, it is clear that Krishna cannot be defeated by any kind of mystic power. If one gets even a little power of scientific knowledge, one tries to defeat God. But actually, no one is able to bewilder Krishna. When Brahma, the chief person within the universe, tried to bewilder Krishna, he himself was bewildered and astonished. This is the process of the condition. This is the position of the conditioned soul. Brahma wanted to mystify Krishna, but he himself was mystified. The word Vishnu is significant in this verse. Vishnu pervades the entire material world, whereas Brahma merely occupies one subordinate post. Yasyaika nishvasita kalam atavalamya jivanti lama vilaja jagaranda nata. The word nata, which refers to Lord Brahma, is plural because there are innumerable universes and innumerable Brahmas. Brahma is but a tiny force. This was exhibited in Dwarka when Krishna called for Brahma. One day when Brahma came to see Krishna at Dwarka, the doorman at Lord Krishna's request asked, "Which Brahma are you?" Later, when Brahma inquired from Krishna whether this meant that there was more than one Brahma, Krishna smiled and at once called for many Brahmas from many universes. Could you repeat that, please? I didn't hear it. Brahma coming to see Krishna, the four-headed Brahma of this universe, then saw innumerable other Brahmas coming to see Krishna and then offer their respects. Some of them had 10 heads, some had 20, some had 100, and some had 1,000,000 heads. I'm trying to imagine a Brahma with 1,000,000 heads. Give you a headache. I'm trying to imagine 1,000,000 heads. Imagine if you got a headache and you had 1,000,000 heads. I wonder if you have a headache and 1,000,000 heads or just one head. And what happens if you get into a conflict with yourself? 500,000 heads against the other 500,000 heads. Could get a little confusing. Upon seeing this wonderful exhibition, four-headed Brahma became nervous, began to think of himself as no more than a mosquito in the midst of many elephants. Therefore, what could Brahma do to bewilder Krishna? Therefore, what can Brahma do to bewilder Krishna? Translation again. That's because Lord Brahma wanted to mystify the all-pervading Lord Krishna, who could never be mystified, but who, on the contrary, mystifies the entire universe. He himself was put into bewilderment by his own mystic power. And we notice in Srila Prabhupada's purpose, he repeats himself the same point again and again, that Brahma tried to mystify Krishna, but he was mystified by Krishna's mystic power. And what to speak of ourselves? We're already under mystic power, called Mahamaya. Ukramantam sitinvapi bunjana vagunanvita vimudo nana pashanti pashanti jnana chakshusha. The foolish, they cannot understand how the living entity quits his body, or what kind of body he enjoys under the spell of the modes of nature. But those whose eyes are trained to knowledge can see all this clearly. And the previous verse, Krishna said, Mamayvam so jivaloke, jiva bhutak sanatana, manakshastranindriyani prakriti stani kashiti. The living entities in this material world are my fragmental parts, and they are all eternal, but due to conditioned life, they're struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. Sharira yadavapnopi yatschap yukramati shraha grihivaitani samyati Vayora, Ganda, Ivashya. The living entities in this material world carry their different conceptions of life from one body to another, as the air carries aroma, and thus they take one kind of body and again quit it to take another. Sharira Yadavapnopi, Yetschapyu. Chaksha Sparshus. Let's see, first is here. Chakshus Sparshus. Chakshus is the first one. Chakshus. Srotram Chakshus Sparshanam Cha. Rasanam Granam Evacha. Adishtaya Manakchanya Vishyan Upasevate. Shotru Chakshus Sparshanam Cha. So then the living entity gets a certain type of Shrotra. What does Shrotra mean? Srotram. Ear. Ears. Chakshus? Eyes. Sparshanam? Sparsha.
Touch.
Skin. Yes, sparshanam. Rasanam. Rasanam?
Taste.
Rasanam. Chakshu. Srotram, chakshu, sparshanam, cha, rasanam, granam. Sense of smell. Evacha. Adishtana manakchanja, and they're all centered around the mind. That's the living entity enjoys a particular set of sense objects. So our subtle mind, because we have mind, intelligence, and false ego, including the subtle intelligence, they're covered with the modes of nature. We carry them from one body to another. And according to the mentality we have, we get a different bodies. Ukraman tam sitin vapi bunjana vaganan vita dimudo nana pashanti pashanti jnana chakshusha. The living entities carry the different conception. Ukraman tam sitin vapi bunjana vaganan vita. Bewildered by the three modes of material nature, the living entity can understand what kind of body he enjoys under the spell of nature. Ukramantam sitim vapi bunjana. What he enjoys. And the living entity in the conditioned life can understand how he quits his body, or what kind of body he enjoys under the spell of the material modes of nature. But those whose eyes are trained with knowledge can see all this clearly. Yatanto vyoginas chanyam. Yatam kritatmana. Yatanto vyogritatmano naiva pashanti chetasaha. The endeavoring transcendentalist who is situated in self-realization can see all this clearly, but those whose eyes are not trained, although they endeavor, cannot see what's taking place. So the process of getting knowledge is not the scientific method. Neti neti. All they can do is find out what they don't know, which is everything. They don't know anything. So they can go on for millions of years. Pantastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo vayoratapi manaso munipungavanam sopyosti yapadipintya sopyasti yat padipinapantye govindam adi purusham tamahang vijami. That traveling at the speed of mind or drilling the respiration for millions of years, one will not even approach the tip of the toe of the lotus feet of Krishna. In other words, mental speculation and using the imperfect senses to try to figure out what's going on, even if one is Brahma, will not lead one to the actual truth. Only by bhakti, by surrender to Krishna. Otherwise, what is the meaning of Krishna as being God? If someone can supersede his prowess and get him to reveal himself even when he doesn't want to. Now, the only way Krishna reveals himself is according to his own mercy. Tathapitateva bhujambhuja hare prasada lesha nugrinihita evahi janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno vichanyama kopitaram travichinvan. Only by Krishna's mercy can one actually understand him. Otherwise, it's not possible. And Krishna is only understood by love, by service and love. Otherwise, trying to compete against Krishna, that's what we're trying to do now, unsuccessfully, birth after birth, because we're insignificant. And even Brahma, here it says, is compared to the other Brahmas and the other universes, is like a mosquito compared to an elephant. I want to speak of ourselves. We're like a mosquito compared to Brahma. And although we may think we have some prowess, but even that prowess is given to us by Krishna, according to our desire. And we want to compete against Krishna, then he gives us material prowess, material consciousness. And in that material consciousness, we misidentify ourselves with the gross and subtle matter and have to suffer. And even Brahma, it says, Abrahma bhuvana loka punarvartano jana mamupetya tukonteya punarjanma nividite. From the highest planet in the material world, even down to the lowest, they're all places of misery where repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode never takes birth again. So Brahma, compared to us, seems to be enjoying, but in the back of his mind, he knows he has to leave his body soon. And therefore, there's a kind of suffering. Because he has a very nice planet he lives on. It smells like a lotus flower, because it is a lotus flower. And it's very soft. Lotus flowers are soft. And it lasts for 311 trillion, 40 billion years. So you get attached here for 311 trillion, 40 billion years. You get used to being in the place. You don't know where you're going next. Brahma actually also doesn't know where he's going next. Unless he becomes a pure devotee and surrenders to Krishna. But here in this pastime, Brahma wasn't exactly surrendered to Krishna. He was trying to see if he could compete with Krishna. You don't surrender to someone by stealing what their friends and their cows. You get into trouble that way. So Brahma, he was competing against Krishna, but he was intelligent enough to know he lost. We compete against Krishna, but we never give up. As they say in America, give it the old college try. Give it one more try. This time we'll be all right. We've learned so much. This time we'll defeat Krishna. Because we don't steal coward boys and calves, we just take everything else we can get our hands on and claim it's ours for our enjoyment. And that way we become bewildered by Krishna's mystic energy and fall into the bodily concept of life. On the other hand, when we surrender and give up the idea that we're independent of Krishna and be willing to do what he wants us to do, come under his direction, Ishvara Sarabhutanam Rideshe Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Sarabhutani Yantra Rudani Maya. What does that mean? Ishvara Sarabhutanam Yantra Rudani. Yantra, what does Yantra mean? Yes. Maya. Ishvara Sarabhutanam Rideshe Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Samrabhut Brahmayan. Brahmayan Sarabhutanam. Wandering. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart. He's directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as our machines made in material energy. So what is Krishna's solution to the problem of being on a material body and condition? Does anyone know what the ultimate solution is? What's that? Yes. Tam eva sharanam gacha sarva-bhavena bharata tat prasada param shantim stanam prapsi shasvatam. Surrender unto him in all respects, Arjuna, and this way you'll attain transcendental peace in the eternal abode. The only way out is to find out what Krishna wants us to do, and then do it. And he doesn't want us to steal coward boys and calves. We'll find out this, or anything else. Everything should be used as in Krishna's service. And then the more we use things in Krishna's service, then the more tad buddhiyas, tad atmanas, tad nishtas, tad parayanaha, gajatnya punar avritim jnananidutta kamashaha. When senses, mind, intelligence, and faith are all fixed in the Supreme, one becomes fully cleansed of all misgivings through complete knowledge, thus proceeds straight on the path of liberation. And what does one see when one completely engages in Krishna's service? Vidya vanaya sampane brahmani gavi hastini shuni chaiva swapake cha pandita samadarshana. The learned sages, by virtue of true knowledge, see with equal vision the learned and gentle, the humble sages, by virtue of true knowledge, see with an equal vision the learned and gentle Brahman, the cow, the dog eater, and the elephant. So equality of vision comes from utilizing everything in Krishna's service. Then one becomes conscious of Krishna and can see how Krishna has is expanded everywhere and is controlling everything, and therefore one can surrender to him. Any questions? Yes.
You mentioned this verse that we for seeing the soul in everyone. How can we do this in practice? In some way, how can we
give everyone a book? Get the donation from them. Be equal to everyone. But we have to be a little discriminating too, otherwise we'll burn out pretty quickly. You have to look for happy people who are moving slower than the other ones. Or else you won't last very long. Try to be equal to everyone. Take some discrimination. Therefore Krishna says, Shrim, let's see, what does he say? What does he say? Srit Midra Udasina Madhyasadveshu Bandishu Sadushvapi Trapapeshu Samabhudir Vishishite. Person is still considered to be further advanced when he sees the honest well wishes of friends and enemies, the indifferent, the impartial, the mediator, all with an equal mind. So we understand that all of us in the material world were all bewildered by Maya, but we look for the most eligible persons who might most likely will take a book, and we give it to them. But still, the other ones we try to engage, get them to say Hare Krishna, or be favorable or something. So we see everyone equally, but we see that some people are more eligible, more likely to become, to take Krishna's consciousness than others, and we try to deal with them first. If there's a war and there are wounded soldiers, The medics go to the soldiers who are most likely to recover, not the ones who are hopelessly wounded. Because that's a waste of time. Anything else? So, Buddha's fusion is a way of getting a little of Krishna's mercy, a little mystic power. Otherwise, it's not possible. We may think it's our mystic power by which we distribute the books, but actually it's Krishna's mystic power, and we're just observing it. But he doesn't give it to us unless we desire to be used as an instrument in that way. However we want to be used as an instrument, Krishna empowers us. And if we want to be utilized as an instrument to serve his mission, he'll empower us for that too. If we want to be utilized as a mission to put others into Maya, like we're in Maya, then he empowers us for that power also. Whatever we want. Anyhow, let's choose the best mystic power, Krishna consciousness. Hala Granthara Shmad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.